Hello, it's Crystal Fox here, bringing you a new episode of Crystal Ball Clarity of It All. And this week's recording was actually a live episode with my guest, Rebecca Whitman. She is a success mentor, author, and life coach who helps women go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant by getting all of their seven pillars of success into alignment. Currently, Rebecca hosts the Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant podcast and has been interviewed herself by TV and radio programs such as Good Morning La La Land, The Aware Show by Lisa Gar, and has shared virtual stages with thought leaders such as Grant Cardone, Jack Canfield, and Les Brown. And in this live episode, we discuss how important it is to have a morning ritual that is full of abundance. So stay tuned.
So let's go. We're starting.
Yes, I am so excited, especially, you know, it's been a long time coming since we finally get to sit down and see one another. And then I definitely identify with you being from the Midwest. And, you know, I was one excited because you talk about multiple things. So it was really hard to sit here and say, what am I going to ask her? Because I want to just dig deep. But we could be here for about 13 hours and maybe solve about 16 of my problems. With that being said, I'm so glad to have you on Crystal Ball Clarity of It All. And, you know, one of the things that you got me is on the stage with Les Brown, then Abraham Hicks. Like, you are doing the thing. You are doing the thing. So with that being said, what was the reason why you even started to become a mentor or an author or a life coach?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I moved to LA to be an actress. And although I had small parts on big shows like Friends, CSI, and 24, I was never able to make a full-time living at it. So I had a lot of free time. And I got to study with some of the greatest spiritual teachers like Michael Beckwith, Abraham Hicks, Wayne Dyer, Marianne Williamson. And I really dove deep into these metaphysical teachings. And the one area of my life that I couldn't figure out was my love life. So the last 2 years of my dad's life were the last 2 years of a very short-lived marriage. And it was a very painful 2 years going back and forth from Cincinnati, Ohio to LA, visiting my dad in a nursing home as my marriage was falling apart. No. And both very sad events culminated in the same week, where on Wednesday, my dad was buried, and on Friday, my divorce was finalized. And in my last conversation with my dad, he said, "Rebecca, I want you to write something. I don't care if it's a book, a magazine article, an essay, just write something because you have a very interesting worldview." And I said, "Yes, Dad, I will do that." And I had no idea what to write. And I really believe that the universe speaks through other people. So I was like asking for signs, like, what am I supposed to write? And I was in my financial planner's office in workout clothes. And I was, he was going over my portfolio and, you know, thank God with my real estate and stocks and everything, I was a self-made millionaire and I was growing financially. But every time I showed up to our meetings, I was in workout clothes. So he was like, "You're always showing up to our meetings like you just came from the gym. Why don't you teach other women? Like, what are you doing? How can you be showing up in workout clothes and yet your financial portfolio is growing?" And I said, "That's exactly it. I'm going to write a book called How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Audible if you just want to listen. And it teaches women or men how to have work-life balance by getting seven pillars of abundance in alignment. And this, and the pillars are your spirituality, your fitness, emotional life, romantic life, mental, social, financial. And when you have all seven pillars of life in alignment, you can manifest whatever you want, whether it's your soulmate, perfect health, six or seven figures working part-time." And that's what kind of started my journey, was sitting with my dad and him asking me to write something.
So I want to rewind. You said that you're a self-made millionaire?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Well, the self-made millionaire is through multiple income streams. So I believe that we can have multiple income streams working for us. So why I'm different from every other coach. They all say, quit your job. You know, you got to burn the boats to take the island, throw all your money into a business, and then you have to make it work. But I'm not like that. I don't want to create wealth and be like panicky and in survival mode. I want to do it more in a feminine way, more being in flow. So I've always had a regular job at a kids acting school as a director of admissions. I love acting and I love kids. And I've been able to create wealth with owning real estate. I have an online health and wellness business. And now the coaching business that I do. So it's, for me, it's all about having multiple income streams. But I think having real estate and doing an online business were the two keys.
That's phenomenal. I'm just sitting here. I don't think I've ever truly met a millionaire, which is why I'm just like taken back. And then you're just like, yeah, do it. And for me, there's a little bit of inspiration there because I like how you talk about it. Because honestly, for the past 2 weeks, I have kind of been getting in my own way, being like, I don't want to go all in. I just want to start here and there having my business and, you know, really building up the podcast because I do work full time. That kind of actually makes me feel better knowing you can do both.
So yes, you can do both. You can actually take the money from your full-time job and you can have money to invest in your own business. So it's not so scary going off on your own. And then the goal is when your side hustle makes as much money or enough money to feel comfortable quitting your main job, then you can quit. And my whole teaching is I want things to flow. I like living a life of ease and grace. I don't want to be stressed out. So if you can start a business and do it because you love your, you have a passion project, like everybody has something they're passionate about. So find your passion. If you don't know your passion, we have an awesome free gift. So make sure you stay to the end of this interview. It's how to discover your life purpose. And find your passion project and do that on the side and do that until you have enough money from your passion project to leave your full-time job. But I really don't coach people to quit their job, especially not in this era when, you know, things are, having a job is such a blessing in a pandemic and in a recession.
If that is not the truth, so many different pivots, I feel like made everyone just kind of see what they were capable of and what they could take on in so many different aspects. And I cannot wait to share a freebie at the end. Now, I want to go back because you're in the process of writing the book. And then what happens next? I mean, the divorce, the loss of your dad, do you feel like that there was such like a foggy period for you to go through? And then what was really that point where you're like, okay, this is what I'm doing?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the divorce was finalized in January of 2017. And I wrote the book. The book was released in June of 2018. So the book was really a way to channel my pain from the divorce and channel it into something positive. And I think that emotional pain is an energy. Some of the greatest, you know, books and paintings and plays and sculptures came from pain. And you can take that pain and channel it into something that is creative and positive, and it's a great way to get it out of your body. So yeah, I took the grieving period from losing my dad and from my divorce, and that was the 18 months that I wrote the book.
Wow. That, it just reminds me of my past guest. I don't know if you have heard, but Caroline. And very, very similar, like had a loss from a parent, took it and wrote a book. And to me, when I lost my parent, obviously I was a lot younger, but I just felt like my entire world just went completely awry. And you talk about your abundance of life and just how, you know, from burnout to living beautifully and abundant and using these seven pillars. Now, were the seven pillars already there, or did you really work through them on an individual level? Was it something that you needed clarity in your life?
Yeah, that's a great question. So when that very dark time when I was losing my dad and I was getting a divorce, I had my best financial year of my 20-year career at my job. I was able to make a very strong six-figure income, again, working part-time. I was able to get in really radical physical shape. My friendships flourished. So I was like, wow, like most people would be falling apart, but somehow I've stayed really high functioning. So I looked at my life, and I've actually been doing this practice on New Year's Day for, 25 years of setting goals in these seven areas. So the seven pillars of abundance, as I call them. So I looked at my life and I was like, wow, why is my life not falling apart? Why am I just not like crawling up in bed every day? I'm still showing up. And it's because I had this way to look at my life holistically, where I can just take each area and ask myself three questions. How am I doing on a scale of 1 to 10? What do I want to experience in this area? And what actions are needed? So I'm always asking myself those three questions so I can keep my life working at a really high level. Yes, it's important to feel your feelings, but through my workouts, I got out a lot of the feelings. And then I know we mentioned we were going to talk about a morning practice, which includes journaling. I was able to write through a lot of my feelings. So I'm not saying when you're going through life's losses, not to feel your feelings, but you don't have to like just crawl into a ball and cry every day. You can actually channel those feelings into some positive outlets.
I love that you've made it a ritual each and every year, because for me, I've waited till about January 14th to say, oh, I'm going to have all, the resolution of a lifetime. And then just for me thinking that everything is going to change. And I really wanted to talk about the morning ritual. I feel like I'm in that space and time, and I've shared along on my journey that I haven't been so clear into my purpose, knowing and understanding my why. And then, like you said, kind of looking at areas of my life. And although I'm a morning person, I have gotten a little too tedious about my morning to the point that it gets a little overwhelming. So when I saw this, I was like, I have got to talk to her about a morning routine. But I don't also want to steer away from that. You talked about journaling, and I'm huge into journaling. I have 4 different journals. I've explained how I use each and every one just because I feel like we navigate through our thoughts. So yeah. I keep them out so I can have my sad, which I never look at. I have my brain dump. We all know about those. You just put it on there. And I have like my cheerleading journal, and I have a meditation journal so that I can just write the thoughts. And there's certain ones that I go to, and obviously my sad one usually just like stays in a drawer. And then I do some sort of releasing with it. Wow. But in the morning, I've put the pressure on, and I feel like life changes as well. So why is developing a morning routine important in creating an abundant life?
Because how you start your morning determines the type of day you have. So my 7 pillars are in order of importance to set up your day and your life for success. And spirituality is first. So when people look at my 7 pillars, most people do them in reverse. Most people think financial is first. Like, I'll make a ton of money, then I'll hire a trainer, then I'll get in great shape, then I'll, attract the love of my life, then I'll be relaxed, and I'll finally have time to like meditate and journal. Like, it's the opposite way. So first, we set up our day and our life with having spirituality number one. And when we have a morning ritual, we are using that ritual to anchor in to our spirit. So whether that is God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, the universe, nature, whatever that is. And I am a huge advocate of the miracle morning. Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it. I just got it on Audible, and I have not started it yet. How aligned is that?
It's great. So the miracle morning studied the most successful people and took the common traits that they all have in their morning practice, and they call it the savers. So the S is for silence. The A is for affirmation. The V is for visualization. The E is for exercise, the R is for reading, and the S is for scribing or journaling. So do I do all those every morning? No, I can't say that I do. I am not a morning person like you, Crystal. I'm learning to be a morning person. But I try to do at least something. Sometimes I do all of them. Sometimes I do them all for a minute, and it's 6 minutes. Sometimes I just do like stretching or meditation. But I do try to do journaling every single morning. And journaling has been just such a gift for me, just to get everything like out of my mind and onto paper. I have a really cool journal format that teaches me how to take the worst thing that I think is happening into my life and how to flip it over and realize how it's the best thing. And it's really trained my mind to go from negative thinking to positive thinking. So it's been such a blessing.
Especially at the beginning of your day. And to be honest, I thought journaling was just like, I have in front of me like a 98-cent notebook from Walmart during the fall season back to school. You know what I'm talking about. So that's what I thought. And then I ended up finding, and you'll have to look at this. It's called Find Your Effing Happiness. And it's a prompt journal. And it just really kind of expanded my mind. And I was like, you know, obviously there's sarcasm, a lot of, you know, crap talking, but it was fun and humorous for me. And it kind of got my mind thinking because it gave so many different prompts, or there's like coloring pages. And I was like,
oh, I love that.
I did not realize how much I missed coloring. Think about, I couldn't even remember the last time I colored, painted. The last time I had a colored pencil in my hand, let alone a regular pencil, like everything's done online now. So I was actually sitting there enjoying it so, so much. You say that you have this prompt, it takes you from negative to positive. Is it just the way of thinking? Is it because you're writing it out? Does it ask you questions along the way?
It asks questions. So I basically talk about how the worst thing that happened is actually the best thing that happened. And then I go through my gratitudes and I also do my surrenders. A lot of people teach gratitude journaling. I teach surrender journaling because when we wake up, we usually wake up with anxiety of whatever's in our head. It could be a new anxiety of something happening that day or just a continual one, like, oh my God, when's this pandemic going to end or whatever it is. And I like to write a surrender list so I can take my fears, put them on paper, surrender them, and then it frees up mental space for the rest of my day.
Oh, I am taking note of that. You were dropping. Okay, this is a complete gem because I will wake up at 2 a.m. and I personally do have a coach. I'm going through like an intuitive eating. And I said, I don't know what it is. I'll wake up at 3 a.m. And I was like, Negative Nancy shows right up on time. And I'm just trying to make a beeline and stumble into the bathroom and to come back to. And I'm sitting there like, no, Nancy, like, stop, Negative Nancy, get off my shoulder. But I've never thought about actually writing down any of my fears. Like, I've done the dump of like, I'll get eggs, get milk, you know, or next week at 2 p.m. I got to do something. But I never thought about the fears because I just feel like they carry so much power sometimes, and anxiety too. That is something I've shared so often that I think we've started to talk about it as a society, but the actual human experience with it and different tools for different people is something I love. So this is a gem. I'm like, I have notes. Everyone who's listening, I'm taking notes as we speak, anchoring in on really how it's even going to help me. So now that you've journaled, and I love that you speak on gratitude, because really up until 6 months ago, gratitude was not my jam. Like I didn't really even hear about it. Like I was very thankful. Like I would have thankful moments throughout my day, but it was never intentional. And I think that's something with the morning ritual, is that you are being intentional with the time you do have allowed. So what other advice that you can give to someone who's just really planning out their morning ritual or creating a habit for the morning?
So it takes 21 days to form a habit and 90 days to form a lifestyle. So I would say to really try to give it 21 days, and by then you'll be in the groove. And just to do something that you can do every day. Like so many people are like, oh, I want to be in the 5 a.m. club because that's what all the, you know, executives are doing. But if that's really not something that you can sustain, then you're going to do it for like 3 days and be like, oh my God, I'm exhausted. So just do something that you can do. Like maybe it's just getting up 15 minutes earlier, 20 minutes earlier to make a little space for a morning practice. And then I say have like a little area of your home, whether it's, you know, I call it the throne. It's like a corner of the couch where I have my, all my, you know, self-help books and my journal, and It's like super cozy with a blanket and a pillow, and it's like inviting. Like, I can't wait to wake up and sit in my throne and have all my little self-help books and my journal and make like a little corner of your house that you dedicate to your morning practice. So it's inviting. Get like your favorite coffee or tea. So it's like fun, like, oh, I'm going to get, you know, settled in with my favorite cup of coffee or tea and write in my journal and visualize my day and make it like a fun thing. Because if we dread, oh my God, I got to wake up 20 minutes earlier and do this morning practice, then we're not going to stick to it. But if we make it like something, I like saying, and I talk about this in my book, change your have to's to I get to's. So instead of I have to go to work, I get to go to work. Instead of I have to go to the gym, I get to go to the gym. Instead of I have to get up 20 minutes earlier to do a morning practice, I get to. And you get excited. Like, I have this really cool morning practice that I'm diving into. Find a book that you love. You know, that's part of it. If you can just read one page of the book, you can get through a book a lot faster than if you don't read at all. Like, make it juicy and exciting.
I didn't think about that at all. Now, do you feel like at night you're doing anything to really hold up that morning ritual?
I believe in evening rituals too. I don't always do them. I have a great evening ritual that I just was telling one of my coaching clients to do today, to write 5 things you did well that day and 5 things you're grateful for that day. And if you still want to get rid of that free floating anxiety, you can also write 5 things you surrender that you have anxiety about the next day. Right now, I don't have an evening ritual. I just like scroll my phone and go to bed, which is probably not the healthiest thing to do, but that's what's happening. But I have had evening rituals in the past. And my life-changing journal prompts, they are on my website, and you can do those in the morning or in the evening. Some people are better at an evening ritual than a morning ritual, and whatever works for you. I love having your day set up with a morning ritual, but maybe you can only do like 1 or 2 things out of the 6 things in the miracle morning and save the rest for the evening. That's okay too.
Ooh, I didn't think about that. Like, you could split it up into time allowed. And I think especially, you know, starting a business, speaking to entrepreneurs, sometimes your schedule is up, down, you know, changing consistently. And travel, I mean, I know not a ton of people are, but that's going to be included depending on your position. Or networking or all of those things. So outside of the morning routine, night routine is something, again, I'm working on. I'm currently trying to shut off all electronics because I don't know about you, TikTok. I have, you know, the song stuck in my head and it just plays over and over. I think it used to be Dynamite. Do you remember Dynamite? Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. I am so late to the TikTok party. I literally got on it like 2 weeks ago for the first time. So,
you will start having those here in about probably 2 more weeks. You'll just have that same song stuck in your head at 2 a.m. even when you don't need to get up. So that's one of my things that I'm implementing into my night routine so I can actually get sleep. So what is next for you? Where are you taking the podcast? Are you rounding out a season? Do you have more coaching? Any programs coming up?
I have a really cool coaching program. I actually have 2. One is called Elegant Warrior Training, which is how to have balance within these 7 pillars of abundance. And I have a fall course starting. I'm taking people on the waiting list for that. And I also have a great program for people who are dealing with burnout to do exactly what we talked about, called Creating a 6-Figure Side Hustle. And I take them from creating their passion, if they don't know it, finding their passion, to actually creating a 6-figure side hustle with their passion so they can eventually leave their full-time job. And that's a brand new program. And I actually am offering a free webinar about how to get the side hustle going. It's a free 45-minute webinar. I'll give you my link tree. That's a link tree. So I have this awesome 45-minute free webinar and then an 8-week course on how to create your 6-figure side hustle. And those are my exciting programs for the fall.
That is exciting. I think I'm going to have to come to this webinar.
It's free and you can do it on your own schedule. So yeah, you can definitely check that out. You'll love it.
Oh, okay. So everyone, check out the show notes. You know, all the goods down there. And do you want to tell them what you are giving away for free?
Yeah. So I have a really great workbook. It's called Find Your Deepest Why. So that's the podcast that you listen to with Corey on the Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant Show. Why is more important than how? Everybody wants to know, you know, how do I become a self-made millionaire? How do I become successful? How do I do this? How do I do that? It's not how, it's why. If you know why you're doing something and what your life purpose is, then the how will be revealed to you. So why, that's what you need to find out. And I have an awesome workbook called Discover Your Deepest Why, and it's free, and we're giving it away as a gift to everybody who's listening to this awesome podcast.
We love free stuff over here in the crystal ball world. So where can we follow you at?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman, and you can find me on Twitter at Rebecca E. Whitman, and you can find me on Clubhouse at Rebecca E. Whitman, and of course, my website is Rebecca Elizabeth Whitman, so you can find me in all those places, and I love to keep in touch. On my website, it has my email address. You can also subscribe to my newsletter. I'm going to be doing more international retreats, and I do lots of cool workshops and events. So join the newsletter, be a part of my community, become balanced, beautiful, and abundant with us. We love to welcome people and to find our tribe. Your vibe attracts your tribe, and we're always looking to expand.
That is true, especially going globally.
Yes.
First of all, Rebecca, thank you so much for coming on. I know it was a long time coming until we could get to this point, and I'm glad we get to sit down as fellow Midwesterners and podcasters, women in podcasts. Hello. So with that being said, everyone, please go follow Rebecca and sign up. You're talking about freebies here, and she has an entire link tree. So everyone, please go over, follow Rebecca, push the buttons, and do the things, and I will see you next week, where I have a new guest and a new episode.